From the campuses of Barnard College in New York City and Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York, with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents transcribed the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Barnard College is out to challenge the varsity scholars from Syracuse University, the school that last week toppled Trinity College in the first game of the new College Quiz Bowl season. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hey everybody. Well, it's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now let's meet the teams. First, right here in New York City, Fred Collins of station WRCA New York is on hand to serve as the referee for the Barnard College team. Are you with us, Fred?
Sure am, Alan. And also, here are four bright young ladies from Barnard who hope to cut the Syracuse winning streak short. And here they are to introduce themselves.
Annette Wilbois, Des Moines, Iowa.
Toby Brown, Brooklyn, New York.
Donna Click, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Judy Lewittis, Bronx, New York.
And there you have the varsity scholars from Barnard College. Now, let's move way upstate in New York, where Bob Whitney of station WSYR, Syracuse, is standing by to act as referee for the Syracuse University team. Well, how do the champs feel tonight, Bob?
Well, quite confident, Alan. With all due respect to the Barnard girls, these folks here expect to score a lot of academic touchdowns in tonight's game. Here's the team to say hello.
Sally Katorski, Buffalo, New York.
Charles Samuels, Brooklyn, New York.
Arlene Yar, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bob Chisman, Syracuse, New York.
Now we've met both teams, but before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we put the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts and thus point up only one of the objectives of college education. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found on every American campus. Okay? How about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Barnard College signals, you'll hear... And when Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. You got it clear? Okay, those are the rules. That's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. Everybody remembers that Alden was the last name of the young gentleman to whom Priscilla said, "Speak for yourself, John." But for 10 points, what was Priscilla's last name?
Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Mullins.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. Priscilla Mullins. Well, Sally, you came right in at the opening here. All right, you got a 30-point bonus question for the Syracuse team. And here you are, you may work as a team. It's a question on names in the news. I'm going to give you the names, and for 10 points apiece, I want you to tell us why these names are now newsworthy. First of all, anybody on the Syracuse team, why is Chris Chataway newsworthy?
Chataway. Arlene Yar.
Long-distance racing. I believe it's 5,000 meters.
That's right, for 10 points. He set the new world record in the 5,000-meter race at the London-Moscow track meet this month. Okay. Now, here you go. You can make 10 more points, Syracuse, if you'll tell me why Johannes Hoffman is in the news. Is newsworthy.
Oh, we've got that one coming, Alan.
All right. Where? From who? How near is it? I think it's out. Johannes Hoffman is the premier of the Saar. He figured importantly in the recent Franco-German accord on the Saar, reached the London talks. Okay? You can still make 10 more points, Syracuse, if you'll tell me why Lewis B. Wolfson is newsworthy.
Bob Kiesman. Lewis B. Wolfson is also giving Sewell Avery of Montgomery Ward a fight for control of the Montgomery Ward stock.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. What's the score in time, Roger?
Right now, with 22 and a half minutes to go, Alan. Barnard College, nothing. Syracuse, 30.
Okay, back to a toss-up question. Here we go, a 25-point bonus is coming up. On the night of February 15th, 1898, 266 men were killed and a war was touched off. For 10 points, what happened? Barnard!
Spanish-American War.
That's right. That's the war that starts... That's the war, but... Can I accept that? What happened is the question. Now, Wait.
Was that the sinking of the Maine?
Yes, I'll accept it, but don't answer with any question. I'll accept it because you were near enough not to be out. All right. You got a 25-point bonus, Barnard, by that one, and that was the near one. Here we go. Anybody on the Barnard team? This is a very famous American who started his career as a portrait painter and became proficient in the techniques of daguerreotype photography, though he is best remembered for neither of these occupations. Now, his middle names are Finley and Breeze. For 25 points, can you give us his first and last name?
Is it Brady?
Samuel F.B. Morse.
That's right, Samuel F.B. Morse. That's right, for 25 points, Barnard. Who was that?
That was Judy Lewis.
Okay, Judy, you got it now. We got 35 to 30. Here we go now. Then, before we get along to another toss-up question, though, let's find out from Roger Tuttle what the stakes are in this quiz game.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes, Alan. Now, with 21 minutes to go, and the score, Barnard 35, Syracuse 30, back to another toss-up question.
All right, for 10 points, coming up is a 40-point bonus, incidentally. A 40-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what might Escoffier do with an escargot? Syracuse.
Charles Samuel. He might cook it.
That's right. Why? Why? Who is Escoffier?
Escoffier is a chef, and escargot is snails.
That's right, boy. You got 10 points for Syracuse, and you got a 40-point bonus here. All right. Now, if I said a handsome boy and his reflection, and you had to make a flash association, you'd undoubtedly say Narcissus, because you're so smart. Thus, you would be identifying properly the fictional source of a famous scene. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to give me the name of the story or verse in which each of the following appears. But here's the catch. You have only 4 seconds in which to make the association. So, Syracuse, work fast. The time will start as I finish the situation. First of all, for 10 points, what story or verse is reminded to you by this? A house on fire and the children gone. Sally.
Ladybug beetle. You know, ladybird, fly away home.
That's right. For 10 points, here it is. Now, a cracked-up sled and a crooked L.
Bob Cheeseman.
That would be Ethan Frome.
That would be 10 more. Walton. That's right. For 10 more points, here it is. All right. A house that whispered and a horse that rocked.
Oh, Charles Sand.
That would be the Rocking Horse winner by D.H. Lawrence.
That would be 10 more points for Syracuse. All right, can we get all of these 40-point questions if you'll tell me what is reminded now by this? An orphan asylum and a long-legged shadow. Of what are you reminded?
Oh, Bob Cheeseman, try it.
Time is gone.
Oliver Twist.
No, Daddy Longlegs. The children's classic by Dean Webster. All right, what's the score of time, Rod?
Well, score right now, Barnard 35, Syracuse 70, and we have 18 and a half minutes to go, Alan.
Coming up is a 30-point musical bonus. Here's your toss-up. At the birth of one of his daughters, Zeus, chief of the Olympian gods, probably had a splitting headache. Now, for 10 points, can you tell us why? Syracuse.
Sally Katarski.
His daughter Athena came full-grown from his forehead.
That's right. It very well might have given him a headache. Right. Here we go. We have 10 more points for Syracuse, and we've got now a 30-point bonus. Musical bonus. Okay, you can use the jukebox as your textbook for this one. If you know your popular music, you'll have no trouble, I'm sure, giving us 10 points apiece. The meaningless words that form the title of the following currently popular pieces.
I looked at you, something is on my mind.
Okay, Alan. What is it?
Sally.
I think it's Shaboom.
You think right for 10 points. Shaboom. All right, what's the meaningless word at the title of this one?
Oh, that's nice. Arlene Yard.
Arlene.
Oop, shoot.
That's right. Oop, shoot. That's right. Okay, you'll get the whole thing here if you'll tell me the meaningless word or the word that is the title of this one. Got it, Alan.
Okay.
That's Skokian. That's Skokian for 10 points. All right, here we go with a toss-up question. Coming up is a 30-point bonus. For 10 points, tell us, on what muscles are you sitting while waiting to answer this toss-up question? No takers? No zoology students? Roger, tell you're not eligible.
I know what it is.
All right, gluteus maximus muscles. Gluteus maximus muscles. All right, 30-point bonus stand. Here's another toss-up. Humphrey had her riding down a river in a beat-up boat. More recently, she took a backflip into Dennis's Grand Canal. For 10 points, what's her name? Barnard.
Judy Lewitt.
In the African Queen, Catherine Hepburn?
Right, Catherine Hepburn for 10 points. There's a 30-point bonus, Barnard. And you know, sometimes colors and shades have names that also mean other things. Now, you're going to get 5 points for each color that you can name from the following description. There are 6 of them. First of all, a primary color that denotes a lack of moral fortitude. Anybody in the
yellow?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah,
yellow.
That's right. All right, a shade of blue that borrows its name from a short-necked wild duck. I
teal?
Hear it. That's right, teal for 5 more points. A shade that has the same name as a liquor made by the Carthusian monk.
Chartreuse.
Right, for 5 more points. A mixed color that is also a hydrous basic phosphite of aluminum containing a little copper.
Cadmium?
Rust? Cadmium?
I'll do it again. A mixed color that has a hydrous basic phosphate of aluminum containing a little copper. Turquoise.
Turquoise.
Oh, did I hear turquoise at the same time?
Turquoise, yes.
Was that simultaneous?
Simultaneous.
All right, I'll take it. I think it said you said it at the same time. 5 points for you there. All right, a tint that also describes a sewing operation.
Pink.
Pink.
Right, 5 points. The color that choleric people often see.
Red.
Red. Red, that's right. Okay, what's the score, Roger?
Score right now. Barnard 75, Syracuse 110. We have 15 minutes to go, Alan.
All right, I got a 30-point bonus coming up here, and here's your toss-up. Here's your toss-up. Von Schleicher succeeded Von Papen. For 10 points, tell us, who succeeded Von Schleicher? Barnard.
Toby Brown.
Was it Hitler?
Hitler. Hitler, that's right. You corrected yourself. Your answer's a little answer. All right, you've got a 30-point bonus here, Barnard. Now, in the senatorial and gubernatorial elections to be held next week, several of the candidates have last names which suggest other things. For 10 points apiece, can you identify the senatorial candidate whose last name suggests a humble spirit?
Meek?
Uh-huh.
Meek?
That's right. Where is he running? Do you know?
New Jersey.
No.
Oh,
the name is right.
Michigan? Is it Michigan?
No, he's running in Illinois against Paul Duncan.
Illinois.
You keep it while you're ahead. Joseph Meek. All right, the gubernatorial candidate who, from the sound and spelling of his name, might be a character in the Arthurian legend. Gubernatorial candidate.
Launcelot?
No. Goodwin Knight. Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T, who's running for governor of California. You'll have 10 more points, Barnard, if you'll tell me the gubernatorial candidate whose last name also means a social or fraternal organization.
Mason? Elk.
John Lodge, who's running for re-election in Connecticut. Okay, the score is
Barnard 95, Syracuse 110. Getting close, and we have 13 and a half minutes to go.
All right, coming up with a 20-point bonus, here's your toss-up. If you traveled from the river associated with the works of the composer Handel to the river associated with the works of Johann Strauss, in what direction would you be going? Barnard.
Annette, the Will Boys.
We'd be traveling east.
East generally, southeast specifically, but I'll accept it. Where would you be going from? So, Annette, where would you be going from? From where to where?
From England?
Yes.
To Germany.
All right, from the Thames to the Blue Danube, specifically. All right, here we go now for 20 points. 20-point bonus versus Barnard. You were to imagine now that you were a casting director and had 3 masculine roles to assign. You cast the angel Gabriel as a hot trumpeter, you cast Figaro as a valet, and you cast Loyola as a Franciscan monk. Now, for 20 points, Barnard, what grave casting error would you have made? Think on this.
Can we get a repeat on that?
Yeah, could you repeat it?
Gabriel is a hot trumpeter. Figaro is a valet. Loyola as a Franciscan.
Well, Loyola.
Figaro.
Loyola, what did I hear?
Loyola is wrong because Loyola was a Spanish Jesuit, wasn't he?
That's right. That's right for 20 points, Barnard. Figaro was once a ballad in addition to being a barber.
That was Goody Lewis again, Alan.
Good.
Well, hold it, Alan, because that's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout.
Thank you. Yeah, Roger, now we're going to talk to the teams right now, but first, may I remind you that starting in the current issue of Good Housekeeping magazine, they are running a monthly page of college quiz bowl questions. For a chance to match your wits with the collegiate champions, see the November issue of Good Housekeeping. It's on the newsstand right now. Good Housekeeping, you know, also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our radio quiz bowl game. Now, let's take a time out to meet our teams. First of all, the new team this week, the challenging team from Barnard, Annette Wilboys. I want to hear from you. Annette, tell me about Barnard quickly, will you?
I'd be glad to.
Good.
Barnard is the women's undergraduate section of Columbia University. We have about 1,200 students here, and a third of them live here in the dorms. Two-thirds are within commuting distance.
You mean they live in New York and in New York area?
That's right, in Barnes.
Uh-huh.
We manage to take excellent courses here, and we also have the advantage of taking graduate courses across the street at Columbia.
You're just across the street from Columbia College, where all
That's
the undergraduate
right.
boys are.
In fact, we live right on Broadway.
You live
right
on?
In the middle of the city.
I see, and the boys are very near, huh?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you. That's the word from Barnard. Now, let's go up to Syracuse. Bob Cheeseman, what's news up there this week?
Well, I'd like to tell you that we've been receiving up here the Quiz Bowl gang and the professors that have been coaching us and everybody, fan mail from people around in the state and from all over the city. We've been getting calls. They have really been listening and giving us a great deal of support. I wish you could see here in the chapel tonight. We have a couple of hundred people here who are watching this, and it's really great. This weekend is our Parents' Day, and it's quite a big weekend for us. We have a football game and so forth.
You know, we're always happy to hear about the enthusiasm with which these college quiz bowl competitions are greeted on the campuses, and it's good to know that Syracuse has support up there, and I'm sure Barnard has support up there. But right now, speaking of support, we better get back to this competition. Roger, what's the score and time?
Well, Alan, with a score, 10 minutes to go. Barnard College, 125. Syracuse University, 110. Let's get back to another toss-up game.
All right, coming up is a musical bonus. There's a musical bonus worth 30 points coming up now. Here's your toss-up. The whale, the dolphin, and the porpoise are all sea animals. Porpoise. All right. And the porpoise are all sea mammals. Sea mammals. Now, for 10 points, can you name another? Another sea mammal. Barnard.
Annette Dubois. Will Boyes again. I'm all nervous about this.
Yeah. What, Annette? What?
Yes. Oh.
Name it, Annette. Can you name it? Switch to Syracuse. Can you name
sorry,
it?
Sorry, I can't.
Sally Katorski.
I'll take a wild guess on a sea lion, which I don't think is right.
No, it's a sea cow, but I'll give another toss-up. But a sea cow was the other sea mammal. All right, now I'll read this one straight. Coming up still is a 30-point musical bonus. Here's your 10-point toss-up. Jesus' crown was made of thorns. Medusa's was made of wriggling serpents. You with me? Now, for 10 points, of what was Charlemagne's made? Barnard.
Oak.
Can you take it, Syracuse?
Bob Cheeseman.
Of iron, I believe.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. Iron. Charlemagne's crown was made of iron. You have a 20-point musical bonus, Syracuse. We're going to play excerpts from three orchestral compositions. Judging from the titles, for 10 points apiece, I want you to tell us for what occasion or activity might they have been composed. First.
Charles Samuels on this, Alan.
Okay, Charles.
That's Aaron Copland's Rodeo.
That's right, for 10 points.
Rodeo.
All right. What is the occasion or activity for which this composition might have been composed? What is it?
Go ahead, Charles.
I'll take a guess. I think that's a serenade.
No. No, the occasion or activity could have been, it should have been a party. See, it was a masquerade suite, cafeteria, masquerade suite, the opening movement. All right, here we go. For what occasion or activity, perhaps, for this?
All right,
All right, what?
Charlie Sands.
I think that's a coronation.
No, that's the War March of the Priests from Mendelssohn's Athalie. Oh, anyway, the war was the answer we were looking for. Mendelssohn. All right, here we go with a 25-point bonus coming up in a 10-point toss-up right here. 10 points. If you can name the only American who was, during his career, both President of the United States and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Bill Barnard.
Judy Lewis.
Taft.
Right. For 10 points, Barnard. Clinton Howard Taft. President 1909, Chief Justice 1921 to 1930. All right, you've got a 25-point bonus, Barnard. If you were asked, or we asked you to identify the German philosopher whose last name rhymes with a hard roll with a hole in the middle, you'd surely say Hegel, whose name rhymes with bagel. Now, for 25 points, I want you to identify the late contemporary American economist whose name rhymes with the with Louis Armstrong's occupation. Late contemporary American economist whose name rhymes with Louis Armstrong's occupation. What was that?
Oh, we're getting some whispers here. Speak up, girl. The guesses are all right.
All right, Mr. McGregor has called. Joseph Schumpeter, whose name rhymes with trumpeter. Schumpeter is a famous author of Capitalism, Socialism, Democracy, Center, Technical, Most Economic Students. Score in time, Roger.
Score right now, Barnard 135, Syracuse 130, and wow. 6 minutes to go.
Wow, we're getting close, and here we go. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. It's a relationship question. For 10 points, tell us. Catnip is to a cat as a goober pea is to what animal? Barnard.
Toby Brown.
Would it be poison?
Can you take it, Syracuse? Can you take it, Syracuse?
Bob Cheeseman.
Oh, that's a goober. To a pig.
A pig? Why, Bob?
Well, they're a goober pea is a sort of a bush down south.
All right, you're wrong, boy. I can't accept it. A goober pea is a peanut. And I would have accepted monkey, elephant, squirrel. And if you thought big pigs ate peanuts, I would have accepted that. But you're out. Here comes, we have a 20-point bonus coming up, and here is another toss-up. On your toes, Barnard, Syracuse, if you heard somebody using the terms flax, gelatins, and silastic, what would his occupation probably be? Syracuse, Sally Gatorski.
He'd probably be in the theater.
That's right. He'd probably be in the theater. Why, Sally?
I know. A gelatin is the covering they put over the light to give it color, and the rest I don't know.
All right, but you guessed very well and got a 20-point bonus for Syracuse. For 20 points, I want you to complete this following relationship question. Xanthippe was to Socrates as Clara Wieck was to who?
Conference, Alan.
Is that Schumann?
That's right, for 10 for 20 points. Robert Schumann. Xanthippe, of course, was Socrates' wife. Clara Wieck was Schumann's wife. All right, we have now a 20-point bonus coming up. Here is a 10-point toss-up. The symbol of the pawnbroker was adapted from the sign of what famous family? Syracuse. Sally Gatorski.
De Medici.
De Medici, right, for 10 points. Syracuse, here's a 20-point bonus. All right, for 20 points, tell us. What do Grasmere and Abbotsford have in common? Abbotsford. What do they have in common?
We're all talking here, Alan.
Bob? Right. Syracuse? No help? I'll tell you.
I said they're towns
in England. What?
Cathedral?
Towns in England. No, they are both homes of famous poets. Sir Walter Scott's home was Abbotsford, and of course Wordsworth's home was Grasmere. All right, coming up now is a 25-point bonus. Score in time, Roger.
Score right now. Barnard 135, Syracuse 170, 3.5 minutes to go.
All right, here we go. A 25-point bonus coming up for 10 points. Tell us. What did Androcles do to get in good with the lions? Syracuse.
Sally.
Took a thorn out of his foot.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. Here's your 25-point bonus. Here's your 25-point bonus, Syracuse. This one is, if you looked at a score of music, how could you tell at a glance whether the scoring was made in medieval days or modern days?
Is that because the notes in medieval days are square? That was
yes, right? I would take that. I would accept that. The notes in medieval days are square. The number of lines in a staff. Either one would have told you which day it was made in. All right. Here we go with a toss-up question. 30-point bonus is coming up. A three-part 30-point bonus is coming up. So on your toes. If you were asked to take a stroll around the edge of the forest with Roo and Eeyore, with what two animals would you be walking?
Annette Will Boyd.
Eeyore is a donkey and Roo is a kangaroo.
Right, right. Yes! I didn't call you, Barnard, but that's right. You like it. Kangaroo in New York. Kangaroo in... Oh, here's your 30-point bonus, Barnard. Let's get going. For 10 points apiece, you are to identify the following famous sisters of fact and fiction. First of all, the mythological three sisters.
The three fates.
The three fates? All right, Alex.
Coco, Lachesis, and Atropos.
All right, for 10 points, Barnard. All right. The contemporary seven little sisters.
The Pleiades.
The contemporary seven little sisters.
Oh, these are from Louisa May Alcott?
No.
That's William Willis's raft, which rode the Pacific Current from Caloa, Peru, for 6,000 miles to Samoa, bettering Kentucky's record. All right, the celestial seven sisters.
The Pleiades.
That's right, for 10 points. All right, coming up now, a 30-point bonus with a minute and a half to go to score 165, Barnard 205, Syracuse. Here's your toss-up. It's a lovely night. The sky is studded with stars and planets. Some of them appear to be white, and some of them appear to be red. For 10 points, which are hotter?
The white star.
Barnard, right. What did you hear? What I hear?
The white stars are white,
right.
Hotter.
Barnard, you have a 30-point bonus. 30-point bonus. Poets, pontiffs, and fictional characters have often posed well-remembered questions. Now, for 10 points apiece, can you identify the people who asked the following question?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part, sir.
Poets, pontiffs, and fictional characters have often asked well-remembered questions. Now, for 10 points apiece, you are to identify the people who have asked the following question. First of all, quote, if winter comes, can spring be far behind?
Shakespeare.
Thank you, Barnard. Yeah. Shelley, an ode to the west wind. All right. Now, who said, quote, what is truth? What is truth?
Keats.
No.
Luther?
No. Pontius Pilate in his interview with Jesus in the Gospel according to St. John. All right, who said?
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan, that's it. Time is up for this evening. But the game, it's over. The final score on the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 175 points for Barnard, 205 points for Syracuse, the winner. To each member of the Barnard team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Syracuse University will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping Magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Syracuse will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the November issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. It's on the newsstands now. And here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate Syracuse University, and I want to say thank you to those brilliant young ladies from Barnard College for doing such a wonderful job. Next week, Syracuse meets Georgetown University, and in the following weeks, we'll have varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, Smith College, University of Georgia, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So won't you be with us next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, this is Alan Ludden saying goodbye, everybody.
Your referees tonight were, for Barnard College, Fred Collins of WRCA in New York, and for Syracuse University, Bob Whitney of station WSYR in Syracuse. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fobes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tarleton.
Richard Burgeon Orchestra, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.